Hey, everybody. Look, there are a lot of people creating podcasts every single day, and there are a ton of platforms to choose from. But for us at Car Wash the Podcast, Anchor just made sense. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it is the easiest way to make a podcast. First, you cannot beat the price. It's free. Second, there are creation tools inside of Anchor that allow you to record your podcast, edit your podcast, and sound great from your phone or computer. No fancy hardware required. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you. Look, that's a hard thing to figure out on your own. So this way, Anchor makes sure you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. You can also start monetizing your podcast right away with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. If you're looking to start a podcast and you want a great platform, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to Car Wash, the podcast, your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. So put it in neutral, feet off the brakes, and take your hands off the steering wheel, because here we go. Here is your guide on this journey, Car Wash Magazine Editor-in-Chief, Matt DeWolf.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Car Wash the podcast that makes you a better car washer and a slightly better human being. Hey, this is Matt, and one of my favorite things about what I get to do every day is to hear the great stories of the people within this industry. Now, in today's episode, we're sharing a previously unheard interview from one of our visits to Waterway Car Wash. We chatted with Kathy Hemp, marketing manager, about her path to car washing and what keeps her coming back every single day. For more than 18 years. It's a fantastic story about the power of a great company culture. Take a listen. How did you find Waterway? How did you end up here?
back then, almost 17 years ago, they still had job ads in the paper, right? So you go to the paper or monster.com at the time and you find your job. I think I found an ad in the paper and they were looking for somebody to be their clean car club coordinator. Okay. So, and you know, back then it was mostly just administration, like data entry, just customer service. And back then it was just me. I was the only person in the Clean Car Club department and processed, applications. So, customers would fill out their application for membership and then they would send their applications into the office and I would manually type it into a database. And that's what I did for, several years, and then we started to, technology started to come around, yeah. And things changed. And, now we have a very different process, and our Clean Car Club and customer service department, I have two full-time team members. I have one who is part-time and temporary. She's just in for the summer helping us out before she moves away. And then I also have a full-time marketing person. So that does not do anything with our customer service, but is a marketing team member whose focus is on our loyalty programs.
Okay.
So it's grown quite a bit since then.
Yeah, it's very different.
Yeah.
from manually entering the applications for the Clean Car Club.
Yeah, it's great though.
Well, now you can do it on your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you stay at Waterway? We know how you got there, mm-hmm. right? But why do you stay? Why do you come back every day?
Well, it's fun, and I love the company. I love the people I work for. I love the people I work with. It's challenging. I after so many years, you think, okay, so if this doesn't challenge me anymore, if I can't grow, I'm gonna move on, right? Why would you stay in a job that you can't grow anymore? And I've never hit that point. So, you know, whether it's, you know, like the technology or just the industry itself or just, you know, Waterway and its growth, it's always challenging for me and it makes it fun. And I learn all the time. So that growth is really important to me. And that is what brings me back every day.
For 17 years.
For 17 years, yeah.
You know, it's interesting that that's not, people don't generally stay at jobs that long anymore, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, people stay for a few years and they move on. Sure. And then they move on and they move on. But everybody that I seem to meet at Waterway has been at Waterway forever. So mm-hmm. something, you guys are doing something right, obviously. What do you think the key is to keep employees coming back like that? I mean, obviously you're growing and you're learning, but for everyone across the organization, mm-hmm. What do you think the key is? What does Waterway do that's different?
I think the culture plays a primary, you know, a primary factor as to why people stick around. The interaction with customers and I mean, I think that I think that the people want to be challenged and they want to learn. And even if they don't stay here for 17 years, they'll learn something by being here and being part of the team and before they move on. And so I think that I think that people realize that fairly quickly that this is going to be a place for them. I think that's why they stick around. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Totally, totally. What do you think you've learned most from just the car wash industry, right? Like, what have you learned along the way or what's challenged you along the way?
The customer experience has changed. What I mean by that is, there are still going to be those fundamental, I mean, we have to get cars clean, right? Otherwise, why would they come back? But it's not just that, right? So it's also the whole experience. The connections that they make. I already forgot your question.
No, it's okay. Well, we were talking about how the experience
is
changed. So what have you learned?
Learned, yeah. Right. So I keep learning about, what is going to keep a customer for, you know, coming back. That's really what I'm trying to say is what is it about our business that, is satisfying and exciting, and our customers are so engaged. They really are, especially our Clean Car Club members. And, what is it about us that keeps them coming back? And so it's a continuous improvement thing. So I'm constantly, learning about what customers want and what, what makes them happy. I think that it also kind of drives our industry, especially in the full service segment of it.
Is there anything, you're totally right. I haven't really given it much thought, but yeah, the whole experience and the expectation from the customer is different today than it was 5-10 years ago.
It is. And, and I still learn things like all the time. You get to a point where you think, no, nothing's going to surprise me. Same things come up over and over again. Occasionally there will be things that surprise me that customers will bring up, and I'll be like, okay, you know, that's a new one. But, you know, and I mean, you know, that kind of goes to the point of me, you know, and what I learn, yeah. right? And it's that continuous change in, like, even if it, the industry doesn't change so much, but the customers do. The technology does. So, and that all adds up to the whole experience. And that's what I mean, that's what I think about. Everything that I do is about, you know, what do the customers want? What are, you know, what kind of experience are they having? And how can we make it better and unique? And, you know, I love that part of the job, to be honest.
Do you think you got another 17 years ahead of you?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't plan on going anywhere. It's, you know, it's funny. When I hit 15, Bob asked me about what has changed over the years, like what kind of things have changed so much. And, you know, I could have sat there and just kind of belted out everything that has changed at Waterway over the 15 years, but it really, it's me that has changed. Waterway has seen me through every milestone, major milestone of my life, and I love it. I think about when my first child was born, what store did we open? We opened our first Cleveland store that same year. And the second one, we opened our second Cleveland store. It just so happened to work out that way. But I think of, you know, it's, I think about those big milestones and I relate it to my life because, you know, they've seen me through so much over the years. And, you know, and I'm very grateful. I love it.
Good.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's another, I mean, I feel like Waterway team members are passionate about their jobs, about their customers. I mean, I was just speaking with Nicole, one of the managers here, and she's just, you know, she's just a strong advocate for her customers. And I feel like, you know, the majority of our managers are that way. Like, they're the ones every day interacting face-to-face with customers and wanting to make their experience the best experience that they've ever had at a car wash. And they are the strongest advocates for them. It's great. It's great to see.
Well, you guys are certainly, like I said before, doing something right. So it's exciting to be able to tell these kinds of stories and just highlight the success you guys are having. So thank you.
Yeah,
for sitting in the hot seat.
Literally.
It's literally a hot seat, but we will give you back your rest of your day.
Okay.
You're done.
Car Wash the Podcast is your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. Our show helps investors, owners, operators, and managers think about ways to enhance their business. Our podcast is a free on-demand audio program that provides information on the latest trends impacting the industry, tips from successful industry leaders, and inspiration for our listeners.